We learn goal setting from the first moment we walk in the door in school. Objective, action, test. And so now when you set goals for yourself in the school or in your life right now, and we're constantly asking you what you want to do, and this is the second chakra weekend, we're going to be doing the What Do You Want meditation, and you have this, I want you to practice that meditation until you really get it, okay? And then when you know what you really want, you can set a goal around that. The problem is that if you set a goal like it's an objective thing, it will never make you happy. Because you saw that the two options when you set a goal the way we're taught to in school is you either succeed and you get about 5 minutes of happy before you have to, if you're a good person, set another goal and start on the next journey. Or worse, you don't succeed and hit this high bar that your brain tends to put out there for you. And you fail. And if you're a failure, you don't even have time to stop and say, oh my God, I failed. Maybe I ought to think about this for a minute. No, you're a failure. You have to set a goal right now to stop being a goddamn failure. And so goal setting, the way we're taught to do it and the way all of the knowledgeable achievers goal set, just make you miserable. They make you either a workaholic or a failure. Those are your two options when you're a goal setter. Okay, so this was the summary of what we did on Tuesday. Now, the key to goal setting is that the truth is a spiritual goal set, which is what we do here in the school, teaches you two things, not just two things like I either have to work all the time or I'm a failure. It teaches you one, what you actually are. And if you actually are something, you never have to worry about doing it ever again. So you're totally free. If I've set a goal and I realize, oh my God, I'm that, I don't ever have to worry about it because I wake up in the morning and I'm going to be doing that. And then I do other goals and I set other goals and I really work at them because I have totally committed to the goal. I take action on those goals and I put myself within a time frame as to how long I'm willing to do this for. And then I'm gonna experience what happens in my body at the end of that. And then what I get is I don't have a chakra for that. Now I can walk away from trying to become that forevermore in my life. And I have total freedom again. Okay? So you see, a spiritual goal set leads to freedom within the time frame you set up for it every time. Now, understand that there are things that you don't have a chakra for that you need to do anyway. Like today, I got up and I knew I had to do 4 hours in the afternoon with the students and I needed extra energy. And so I want you to think about energy, your daily energy, not the global energy, like you figured out that, you know, that maybe COVID's a bit of a story, or maybe, you know, maybe I really, you know, want to change jobs. I want to let go of this job. I'm ready to do that now. That's sort of global sort of like things that wake up calls. They're like, oh, I got some more energy. Energy comes back from being, you know, from living at a lower level of consciousness. When you raise your consciousness globally, you raise your energy, but that's not the energy you live on. You live on daily energy. And when you wake up in the morning, I want you to all visualize that you have got 100 units of energy every morning. And if you wake up and the first thing you do is you think about the job you don't like, you can drain 60% of your energy out in the first hour of the day. And then you're working on 40% for the rest of the day. And then if your child says, I don't love you, you know, and you're like, oh shit, now you're down to 10. And you're living most of your days on 10 to 20% of your energy after all the unconscious struggles you have that you're doing, trying to be the right person, dressing the right way, doing the right thing, going to work, being the good mother, you know, getting through, you know, a physical illness or a divorce or a job change or a house change or a, you know, whatever, or COVID or whatever it is that's listening to the news will drain your energy. You know, if you wake up and turn on the TV, you're probably only working at 5% of your energy every day. Okay. So you have that certain amount of energy. Now, what's really cool about energy is that you have control over it. And so you're given that 100%. That's based, and you get the energy every morning at, you know, whatever time you wake up, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time you wake up, bing, you got your 100 units. Now, if at that point, at some point in the morning time or during the day, you decide you're going to do any of the energy exercises that I teach you, you can take your 100 units and make it 120 or 150 or double those units by doing a really deep meditation or doing a healing on yourself or, you know, talking to a classmate and saying, hey, every morning we're going to do a healing on each other, you know, back and forth. You can do that. Or you just call up a classmate or you have one of those little TikToks or whatever you do with these people that you want to play with, right? And you build your energy up by playing, by having fun, or maybe your spouse, you know, your partner, you do something fun with them. Marcella and I play we do silly little things every morning to sort of get going. And so sometimes we dance, sometimes we play. So we have these little routines that we do that actually make life fun at the beginning of the day, which then add to your amount of daily energy. Now today, I not only had to do this, which actually feeds me, which is good, but I need to keep my energy up to have the consciousness level to be able to teach you something and work with something. But I also had to do something that I don't have chakras for. I'm working on a membership site for all of this infinite, you know, recorded material that I have over the last, you know, 20 years. From the school that I'm going to start making available to you, to others, and to have a member site. I don't have a chakra for that. So now it took me a month to figure out I have no chakra for this. Okay. Not only was I getting classes going last month, but I figured out this is definitely not something I have a chakra for, but I don't have anybody do it for me. So now I have to consciously decide, am I going to use some of my 100 units. And this morning I got up and I went out and I meditated on the beach because I knew I had a big day. And so, and of course I sat there the whole time thinking about that stupid member site that I can't figure out. Okay. And I was sort of like, I'm doing this. And then finally I was like, okay. And I just stayed there until I finally got into that state. And then I'm building my energy up. I'm like, okay. So by the time I stood up, I was like, so happy, so ready for the day, so like charged up. Okay. And so I came in with, you know, whatever, my 150 units of energy. And I knew I had to work on that thing. And of course I didn't even want to. So I hung out with Marcella for a little while and we laughed and we did some things. And then I was like, okay, I got to work. So now I got to take, say, 50 units to work on that for like 3 or 4 hours. Okay. And I worked on that because it's work for me. It's like, it's not easy for me. I had to figure things out. I had to do phone calls with people. I had to get people doing stuff. I had to give people directions that I didn't even understand. You know, I had to do all these sort of things that are like, terrible. But I'm consciously using my energy and I can feel how much I'm using because I'm in charge of my energy. Okay. Not the world, not that stupid up project that I'm some creative idealist thought up, which is like, oh, I'll just create a member site. How hard can that be? Right? Not that idiot. This guy right here. And so now when you're understanding your goals, you have to understand everything you do in your life from the terms of energy. Okay? Energy is everything. And I don't care what you want to do. If you don't increase your energy, you won't do it. Because at the energy you are right now, if that's something you really want and you haven't already done it, it's because you don't have enough energy to do it. So if you want to change your life, you want to attract a different job, you want to do something else, you have to increase your energy. And luckily, you know me. And I and Diane and, you know, and Raylene and every one of your teachers are trained in hundreds of ways to raise your energy. Okay? So what I want you to do right now, and we want to, because I want to do the, let's just go around, and I want you to tell me first, what's your goal for this year? Just what's your goal? And then I want you to tell me, what are you going to do to increase your energy to get it? So this is a really important distinction, because we think, we're taught that if you get that A in school, you'll be so happy, right? You make that $1 million, you'll be so happy. And we have A students that are miserable because they're never good enough for themselves. That A, it should have been an A plus, okay? We got millionaires, billionaires. I mean, the people down in Mexico, where I just was last week, that have nothing, they live on 6 pesos a day, are so much happier than Americans who have millions, many of them, or are, you know, have some, just compared to what they have is nothing. They'll give you anything. They love, it's like they have nothing, they'll give you anything. Their time, their help, their love, their anything, they'll give. The more stuff you have, the more likely you are to be miserable. So when your goals are objective, you are setting yourself up for failure. When your goal is to have enough energy to do whatever you want, that's when anything you want to do is just what you want to do, because you're in charge of the energy, not it. You don't get energy from succeeding at anything. You get energy from the things that you're born to do. And then some of the things that you're not born to do, like this member site that I'm setting up, which hopefully will be nice and fun by the end of it, after I pull all my hair out. Those things I can apply some of that energy to, but not all my energy to that. Because if I'm just putting all my energy into my goals, I'm not ever living my life, not ever enjoying it. So let's go around real quick. Kristen, what's your goal for this year? And then what might you do to increase your energy to achieve it?
Sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so my goal, very objective goal, is to increase my income by $20,000. Let's just say that.
Okay, perfect. How much fun is that?
Not fun at all.
That's like the most painful thing. Making more money is just like, just stab me now, right? Okay. What are you going to do? What other goal are you going to set that is going to lead you with enough energy to do that?
Okay. To share with my enthusiasm and my love of health, to share what herbs and things can do for people.
Okay.
You know,
I'm totally good with that.
And being for nature.
Being passionate about that. Okay.
Being passionate about nature and also showing up. Like, I like showing up and educating people about it. Like, that excites me.
Okay. All right. So teaching, and I love to teach, and that can totally fill you. So one of the things that you all want to be aware of now, especially as you're connecting more and more with each other, is that you need to ask yourself, and I wanted to get, you know, one person doing this because I didn't do all this stuff on Tuesday. If you could ask your four-year-old what she would want to do with all the resources you have, what would she want to do? That's what's going to give you the energy to then be the teacher about all of these new ways of being incredibly healthy. And that will ultimately lead to you making an extra 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 or whatever you want to make it into. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Marcy, you're up. What's your goal and what are you going to do to build the energy up to do?
I haven't even set one. I'm resisting it only because these other goals I've set, I haven't accomplished. So, okay. And I know I want it to be a fun one. And I don't want it to be going through all this crap in my house that needs to be dealt with. But in a way, I want it to be that goal, but to make it my own house the way I wanted it to be.
Okay. All right. So your external goal is to create a better home environment. That,
right.
That, and of course, that will be more energy, the feng shui of it all and all that sort of stuff. Okay.
Right.
And so each of you, I want you to be thinking about this. What are you going to do that just makes you laugh? What are you going to do that you're like, I love doing that. And listen, it can be anything. I mean, I give you the bioenergetics. I had one of the students, I sent a bunch of, sort of like Merry Christmases out to different people. And one of the students got back to me and she was like, I do the bioenergetics every day when I get up, and she's a healer. And she goes, every day I do those when I get up and they make me so happy. And I'm so appreciative of the school. Every day I do those energy moves. Okay. And that's how she starts her day, with 150 or 200 units of energy. Okay. So you want to have enough energy. If you had the chakras to clean that house, you already would have, right?
Oh, I sure would have.
Right.
And it's painful because it's my husband's stuff and trying to get rid of it. And I just don't have it in me. So
you got it in you in some other way.
Right.
When you get up and look at the stuff and say, it's his shit. I don't even want it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I want you to think about how, and by the way, the easiest way, any of the meditations I teach you, any of the energies I teach you, the easiest way is to do a healing with one of your classmates, to talk to just call them up and say, hey, how's it going? What's going on? How's your day? Connecting with your classmates connects you into that group horror line. There's an energy in there. You're all connected to the horror line whenever you connect to each other. Okay. All right. So let's see, Roberta, goal, and what are you going to do to build the energy up?
I guess my big goal is I'd like to bring a companion into my life in the next year. And I've kind of already started my goal as far as I've been reconnecting with people that I haven't like talked to or reached out to in like a year or so.
Okay.
Someone from high school I talked to this year, the other day, and hadn't talked to him in a year, and he makes me laugh. I was on the phone for half an hour just laughing and cracking up. And that's what I need. And I reached out to my sister today because it was her birthday, and sent her a picture of her cutting the birthday cake when she was like 6 years old that I found. And she messaged me. I haven't talked to her in over a year.
Nice.
So that was nice.
And how much time do you spend with your classmates?
Not enough lately because there was a work issue that just finished. The past couple of weeks I've been in super overtime. But yeah. I've been bringing it to work because I'm back in the office and my coworkers are like, I don't have any energy. And they give me an hour break. So I took them off, a few of them in the break room, and I made them dance to I Love Me. And then we did a meditation. And they're like, oh, we got to keep doing this. I'm like, good, we'll do this.
That's nice. That's really good. And also, remember that in your classmates, everybody's working on this. So you can call up, like if you had a hotline for what fun thing did I just do today to build my energy up, that might be a really nice thing to share with people, right? Rather than, oh my God, my boss again, my this again, I'm having a problem with this. And right, your problems don't go away because they're all based on the way you think. If the way you're thinking is, I'm looking for the next energy piece, I want more energy. Okay, and then you share that's the healing, that's the transformation.
And then I told somebody too that they were saying, oh, I gotta do this tomorrow and yesterday. I'm like, you're leaking energy. You gotta stay right where your feet are, you're leaking energy.
All right, so you two, well, who wants to go first in the, I don't know who's home, that's on Jennifer's.
Jennifer and Missy. One.
Yeah, Missy, you wanna go?
It's sure.
Jamissa.
It's Genesee. No. All right. So I want to open my heart, smile, and connect more.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, nice. And that's it. And that's a good, that's a really good goal. That's a really good goal. And sometimes you won't be able to do that, right?
Right.
I mean, just keep in mind, every one of your external goals is setting you up for failure. Okay. So what one thing can you do to have the energy to be able to be that smiley, happy person?
Well, I'm gonna dance more.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so finding something that you just love to do.
Yeah.
And again, most of our problems, and especially now with this totally, the way we get control in the world is every time there's a war or a crisis or an illness or whatever, our civil liberties get taken away more and more, and that becomes the new norm. And the new norm is you're going to get used to being alone, because we can't ever have you all figuring out what we're actually doing to you. And so what you want to be really aware of is that each of you are going to naturally set goals that are very unique and individual to you. Roberta has a lot more team player in there. She naturally was like, I realized I want to play with these people. I want to do these things. I want to get that. Marcy, you want to be doing that too, really being aware. But for all of you, we're being programmed now to try to set individual goals rather than playful goals. Now, the fact that you're there with Jennifer right now, Missy, right? This is more fun than your dancing will be, right? Because when you're dancing, you're still dancing alone, and it's fun, and you're dancing and stuff that. But if you dance with her, what? Oh, you swing dance.
So I have COVID. So this year they're starting it up again, and I want
to
just get.
So you're going to go back. You're gonna go back to swing dance classes and do that.
Yeah, but also we dance.
Do we?
Right. But if you called up Jennifer, so if every morning, so I'm trying to make this real, right? Because you're going to set these goals, and we're so used to having goals not be real because we're afraid, like Marcy said, I don't want to set a goal because I always fail at them. I never reach what I really wanted. So a really simple goal is you want to dance. Jennifer needs to dance. You know, you just say every morning, we're not even going to be together, but we're going to be together on Skype. Or this, and we're going to dance to this song together. Or maybe you decide that you're all going to do it on Zoom every morning, 7 o'clock, boom, we're going to do it. I've got a couple of exercises that I do that I may offer over the next few months, like an early morning type of thing where you wake up and you do these, these energy rituals. And that's something that I can share, and you can all do that if anybody wants to do it. But if you do it with your classmates, you're building a bond, you're building a consciousness, which is what you're really after here, that higher frequency. Okay? So that would be good. So Jennifer, how about you?
I want Goal? To finish this book. Where'd it go? The Undefended Self. I want to figure out my personality profile. And I also, because every time I take it, it's different.
That's not fun. There's no fun in that.
That sounds like torture to me. Okay, so
and I really, really, I was a kind of a hermit last year, but I kind of loved it because I just did homework and I walked and But so this year I would like to connect and also figure out this service piece of the spirituality journey.
Okay, awesome. And what are you gonna do for fun?
Yeah, we were
so joking. All of those things that you said were great, but they need, and they will, if you turn out to have chakras for those things, then they will feed you when you get that, and they'll be effortlessly feeding you, and they're no longer a goal, but at first they're a goal, and those are going to take energy and effort and your daily allotment. What are you going to do to keep your energy up so you can do those things?
Meditate and then walk and move, walk outside in nature, far.
Okay. For a long time. If you do it with a classmate or somehow connect with another human being, your chances of increasing your energy are 10 times. This is what I just want you all to get. doing your work is a terrible idea by yourself, okay? Because you're not. You're just going to get caught in your own head spinning around. Your classmates will call you on whatever it is and playing with them and connecting with them. And it was just a phone call. It's like, oh, I was just thinking this. And they'll say, really? You always think that. Well, how about you try this one instead? You know, how about you try thinking what I'm thinking? All right, so Linda, what do you got?
I was thinking I would like to start doing more healing sessions on a regular basis. So I was thinking, since I had to come up with something, I was thinking maybe if I would do 3 healings a week.
Nice. So that's a nice goal. And until you only do 2 a week and you're a terrible person.
I'm already going, and how am I going to do that? It's like I have to have
a list. Oh my God, I can't even set that goal because... Right.
Because it means I have to reach out and I don't want to do that.
Right. So I don't want to get rejected. Right. I don't want to set that goal. If I actually did that goal, I could find out whether I'm actually a healer or not. And a healer wouldn't take no for an answer. And you just say, oh, nobody can heal. I'll heal myself. And then you put it back out there and say, anybody want a healing tomorrow? Anybody want a healing the next day? Or you figure out who's available, you know, or you do a group healing or you do something, anything. And when it's, and then when you do that, you start getting used to the idea that, you know, what am I? Am I made it? Am I a healer? Or am I trying to be a healer? So, and what are you going to do to build your energy up to be able to get by the rejection that happens when people are too busy to call you back? Because that's going to be the hard part is going to be, you need the extra energy. You need to do something really fun to have the energy.
Well, that's because I do have a paying client that, and when I do an energy session with her, I am really energized. And I don't think it's just because she's paying me to do it. I think we've been working together for a long time. But when I do it with a classmate, I feel flat. And I don't understand what the difference is.
You just haven't done enough of them, and there's something about your... not wanting to totally invest, you know, and so that's okay.
When we did the group.
Linda, I gotta keep moving here. I gotta keep moving here, but I want you to get that somehow playing with your cat, calling a classmate, doing something other than if feelings with your classmates are not energizing you, don't put that on the list. Okay. You know, do that later. How do you reach out to them? How do you connect with your classmates? Each person said, I'm connecting with other people, doing other things. Your classmates are key, but also just sharing, you know, maybe you want to write something and post it in the thing or do a video or whatever it is that you want to do, a Facebook live to the group or something, anything that makes you happy is the key. Okay. And connecting with that. And so maybe you want to do healings. I mean, anyway, if the healings are flat with the students, it's probably because you're worried that somehow you're not enough there, and just do them until they tell you, gee, I got a lot out of that. And then you're like, oh, maybe I can just sort of let in that I got a lot of that too. So yeah, anything like that. So if you're doing healings, offer them. Just say, I got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, anybody want a healing? And then do them on your classmates too. And start asking yourself the question, how much fun do I have doing healings? And then have fun doing them rather than I have to do a really good healing because these are all healers here. Does that make sense? Okay. All right, Jean, you're up.
Increase my sexy.
You were on the call, and yeah, that was it. Okay, increase your sexy. I like it, and that does make you very happy, right?
Yes. So, any form of dancing, belly dancing is my newest.
Belly dancing. Okay, so that's a perfect one. So you're doing belly dancing, and your goal is to be more sensual and more sexy. Okay, or to let that part of you out more. So the energy that you bring up is that belly dancing playfulness. You know, and that's awesome. And then you can be like, okay, putting on the red dress today. I'm not gonna be, you know, I'm going for that. You know, I'm gonna move, you know, like the goddess. I'm gonna play that way. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I like that one. All right, and that's good. So you already, so those are two. You gotta pair these things up. You have to be clear how you are going to generate that playfulness, that joy. It can be, for some of you, it can be meditation. For others, Linda, it can be your cat. You know, it can be, you know, it can be anything that's there. Okay, Hannah, and then we gotta get to the healing here, so we gotta hurry. All right, Hannah, what do you got? Inner, outer.
Yeah, increase happiness, fun, joy, and compassion. Get good indicators for my thyroid, and then replace my income from working 12 hours to 2 hours. And kind of release anger. I have a lot of anger lately.
Okay, all right. So look at how much work you just gave yourself right there. Okay, those goals, that sounds like a lot of pain and suffering to me. So what are you gonna do to have the kind of energy you're gonna need to do that and not go crazy?
Yeah, so I already, Jeannie and I will both sign up for the dancing. I do meditations every morning, and nice. I'm gonna add bioenergetics.
Bioenergetics, perfect, okay, nice.
Yeah, and walking.
And then see, as you do that, if at the end of it you feel really happy, or whether that was a goal too. I'm doing bioenergetics because I'll have more energy. And then at your end of it, you're like, I don't know if I have more energy. You'll know when you have more energy because you're just happy. If you're doing the right thing, you're happy. Okay, Kristen.
I'm looking to allow myself to be more on the physical plane while I'm also on the more spiritual plane, and to bring more of myself into interactions, and on a professional that will look as me bringing a new gift and birthing a new gift, which I intend to get through active imagination journaling and movement.
Okay. All right. Good. And so, by the way, all of you, as you're listening to people talk, you can tell whether they're going to succeed at their thing by how much enthusiasm they have in their voice. Okay. And everybody was like,
well, my enthusiasm is also due to a major migraine. I'm only here because this is
sorry about that. Okay. All right. Well, that could also be it. But as you went through here, Roberta had a little energy in hers. And Jean definitely was like, I'm definitely going for that one. And so you can kind of, you know, you can hear people hedging on their goals, because it's like, I don't want to set a goal and fail. I don't know how to do this. I don't even know how to have enough fun to make more energy. What am I going to do there? So you just got to pick something and say, I'm doing that. I'm freaking doing that. I'm going for it. So, so those things that you did are very heady. I would also suggest some time with your classmates, some silly time, some play time with friends. Anything you can do that's just non-structured time. You know, I know you were doing the journaling and that stuff, but that's also very process-oriented, very heady. You know, it's the body, it's the playful. What would your four-year-old do? Okay, so each one of you, you gotta answer this. So we gotta go, Jennifer, what do you got for goal? And you were on the call on Tuesday too.
Well, it was basically what you said at the beginning, was to put together enough energy to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
What is that thing? So let's do that. So if your goal is to do whatever you want, whenever you want, what's the energy you're going to, where do you think you're going to start with that? Each one of you got to kind of start thinking this way. Why am I in this course?
Some of this came from the fact that just like, I physically haven't had enough energy to like really run the way I usually run, including being able to just do things I want to do. Okay. You know, that have that get up and go, oh, I just had this inspired idea. I'm going to go do it. And I haven't really had the physical energy for that. So,
what part? This is the, so you got it. You know what you want. Now the how. So this is the piece, the funny part about, there is that same exact thing in school. Objective, you got the objective that's an actual soul objective. And then just like Kristen did just then, but there's the action you have to take that gets you there. But the action you have to take isn't the doing that thing, it's doing something else that lets you do that thing. Okay, the energy. So what do you think you could do starting tonight? What would your 4-year-old say right now?
Part of it might be adding in more of the bioenergetics. because they aren't terribly physically challenging. And I feel like, okay, it gives me like a basis to just start something physical, and hopefully it just keeps the engine running. It builds up the energy. It gives me that 200 units instead of just 50 that I started out with, because I'm already depleted.
Right. Or you just keep in mind, you always wake up with 100, and like, but it can be within like the next 30 seconds that you're down to 50. You know, as soon as you sort of remember where I'm at, what's going on, you know, so learning how to do that and get, you know, and do bioenergetics in the morning is fantastic. Okay. Stephanie?
Okay. So I put as my goal, love me more, right? Love myself more. Yep. I don't really know how to get there, but I mean, school helps with that, right? Sure. And my classmates. So, you know, doing something for fun. Yeah, I just want to spend more time with you guys, you know, like that would be so much more fun. And so, you know, maybe what I want to do, you know, maybe we can set up more play, you know, Zoom playrooms or something. I don't know, because I'm here, you guys are like a million miles away. It's hard.
But they're not. It's like we're right here, right now. And so keep in mind that when you're, so you want to love yourself more. Sometimes you have to practice love more. Okay. You have to understand love, because if you understood love, you'd understand that you didn't need to love yourself anymore, because you're made of love. Okay. And so that idea that you know, that when you feel love from these people, which you do right now,
mm-hmm.
when this Zoom room closes, you don't stop feeling that.
Right.
That's what love is. Okay. And you can practice that, sitting here and just going, oh my God, they're still hugging me. Because they are. They love you. Every one of you is loved by your classmates. And you need to recognize that. And then you need to actually think about your classmates and be thinking, oh my God, they're thinking about me too. And I'm in love with them. I am willing to connect that way. And there's only one way to love myself, is to realize that I am love. We are. And this group is a great opportunity to play and just be who you are. Right? Each one of you are so quirky and fun, right? Every one of you couldn't be any more quirky and fun. We all are. There's no human being on the planet that isn't just a nut job quirky person. So much fun to learn about. Spend the time to learn about these crazy quirky people, because they're just going to make you laugh more and more and more as you go. And then when you're done doing it, even if you do like set up something, some sort of a Zoom room to talk about the book or do whatever your excuse is for it, you're still just getting together and having fun. All right, mm-hmm. Courtney, what do you got?
I'm not really into like the goal. I don't like goal setting because it's so like, I don't know, I get off track with it. But the one thing I want to focus on is staying more aligned to things that I am interested in, and like saying no to things that I don't feel called to.
Okay.
Instead of just filling my plate with everything.
Give me a for instance. What don't you want to do? What are you doing that you don't want to do? Remember, you were on the call as well. Remember that the two basic statements are: make sure that you're doing what you know you're supposed to do, and not doing what you're not supposed to be doing. And the things that you are doing that you're not supposed to do, stop it. And the things that you're doing, wait, how did that go? You're not doing that you're supposed to do. Stop doing that. And if you're not doing it and you're supposed to do it, stop doing that. So we all know what we're supposed to be doing. Right? And playing is it. Being a four-year-old again is it. And so how are you going to be a four-year-old, Courtney? You don't have to set a goal, because, you know, you're a successful person. You set 80 goals a day just automatically, right? So that's goal setting is sort of like you've got a chakra for that. So you don't have to worry about it, because you're pushing the envelope on all those things. You stay focused on things. But what you haven't set a goal for is actually stepping above the world that you've normally lived in, which would mean a higher vibration. So how are you going to be happier? What can you do with these crazy people? You know, you're as quirky as they are, right?
It doesn't seem that way. No, I am.
Okay. And to be with people that know who you are, they still love you?
Yeah.
So we can play with that, right? I'm as quirky as can be. It's like, you people are my people. So what about you? What one symbolic thing can you do?
Well, I know that I want to have a better practice with like journaling and meditation, like within a week, I guess, because saying I'll do it every day is just not, it's not realistic for me yet. I got to start with like weekly, you know?
Okay.
Because about it every day just feels like so overwhelming to me.
Yeah. How about you make your journal so that it's both a dream journal and sort of like a journal that's going to, you know, once a week or twice a week, you're going to sit down and say, okay, I got this stuff. And then also make that journal open to your classmates. And it doesn't mean that you have to like take a picture of it every day, but that wouldn't hurt. So that, because you're a person that will often hide. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, from that and sort of, I got it. I got this. I'm gonna have Happy over here. Don't worry about me. I got that. Okay. So we have to get to the healing here. But Courtney, yeah. so that if you're gonna do a journal, do it with other people. Okay. And like Linda, she's got this great idea doing healing work. And the challenge is going to be just setting them up, because once she gets going on those, it's going to be awesome. You know, that, and you all, so any of you that want a healing from Linda, call her right now. This is the, you know, or text her and just say, hey, I'm free on Tuesday at this time. How about a healing? You know, and then trade with her, because all of you know that the more you make connection here, the more fun you're having, the more you're silly, you know, you're going through things, and the more spiritual stuff you do and then share that, that's the healing. That's what's going on. All right. So we need to go over the fibromyalgia Lyme healing. Okay. So I'm going to do it relatively quickly here. Cause you're going to get this over the weekend. You're really going to learn it sort of step by step. You know, as we go. So what we're basically dealing with in fibromyalgia is the people that have fibromyalgia are super feelers and also have control issues. So they tend to either be super emotional intelligence specialists, or super charismatic leader, emotional intelligence specialist. It's always that they've got all of this feeling inside of them, and then the world tells you you're not supposed to have it, or you know, or the pain of not being able to share the way they feel and the depth that they feel, and holding it back. They're so here to feel. It has to go somewhere. And so it goes into self-rejection. So you're rejecting your feelings at some deep level, that you're too sensitive or too overwhelmed by things, or, you know, and then it creates physiology, which is the self-hatred, the anger. And so fibromyalgia is, you know, I gave you this little thing that the Mayo Clinic said, fibromyalgia is a chronic condition characterized by widespread pain in your muscles, ligaments, and tendons, as well as fatigue and multiple tender points placed on your body where slight pressure can cause pain. Fibromyalgia is more common in women than in men. Previously, fibromyalgia was known by other names, such as fibrosis, chronic muscle pain syndrome, psychogenetic rheumatism, and tension myalgia, tension myalgia. Although the intensity of your symptoms may vary, they'll probably never disappear completely. This is what the doctor's telling you. Like, really? So you might as well get used to this forevermore. You know, and let's just give you some pills while we're at it. It may be reassuring to know, however, that fibromyalgia isn't a progressive or life-threatening disease, which we're very sad about that, because then we could really sell you shit. Treatments and self-care steps can improve fibromyalgia symptoms for your general health. Well, what we've found, and for many, many, many years ago, when I was working at the school I was, my, you know, these teachers from Barbara Brennan, you know, my friend that I'm on the board with, they really study energy and how these illnesses work. And what they found was that very simple, COVID doesn't like copper, fibromyalgia doesn't like the bladder meridian being all lined up. And fibromyalgia creates a block in the bladder energy. So the bladder energy, think about that, it's a water element, so it has to do with fear. And the kidneys are where you are afraid for your own life. So if you have kidney issues, kidneys are the water element, the bladder is the water element, okay? So the kidneys are going to be where you are literally fighting for your own life, okay? So the kidneys and the adrenals, they're all in there in this fear for your own life. The bladder meridian, and then not just the bladder meridian, but the bladder organ itself is designed, it's energetic is when it's in pain, it's the fear of being able to protect a child. Okay. And so very often what happens is that the child who was rejected for being so sensitive had to reject themselves. So the parents rejected, they said, stop crying. Why are you such a big crybaby? And you're doing this and this super sensitive person is no longer, you can no longer protect the child, because the child of a person who's super, super sensitive, which is themselves, their inner child, has to be able to have those feelings and feel them and let those feelings move through you. And the only thing you can say about a feeling is that this too will pass. But when you have a person that has this enormous amount of feelings, but can also be rageaholics and anger people and stuff like that, these feelings that they aren't allowed to show, they build up and they build up, okay? And they create this pain. And pain can either be anger or it can be something like fibromyalgia. And so what this healing is about, it's about teaching their body to create this bladder meridian. And so you all should have this sheet in your handout. And it shows that this bladder meridian runs from right here, front of the forehead, up over the top of the head, right? Up over the top of the head. And then it comes down, this is the back, it comes down the back. And we're not going to hit all these points, you know, we'll take all day to do the damn healing. So, but we're going to hit some of these points on the way down. And this healing technique is a Jin Jitsu technique. Okay. This is a whole, you could go study this for, you know, take a 3-year course in Jin Jitsu. And it's basically like, Donna Eden. Is kind of, her stuff is kind of Jin Shinjitsu-y, but very simple. She just kind of does, you know, meridian. She does meridian massage. She does some meridian things. Jin Shinjitsu is from the Far East. And so it's more like acupuncture. So these exact same points are the acupuncture points that you use. And then it goes all the way down the back and then down the backs of the legs. And around the ankles, okay, I don't know if you see all that, down the backs of the legs, and then down the ankles, and it ends on the little toe. So it starts right here, goes all the way down the back, and ends on the little toes, okay? And so you're going to be literally massaging, or if it's long distance, energetically massaging each of those energy points, okay? And what that is going to be doing is that's going to be activating the water element, which is the emotional element in your body, and charging it up. The bladder meridian is one of the major meridians in the body. It's the one that creates enormous amounts of health, because we have to flow with our lives. Okay, last year you learned the emotional balancing technique, where we're literally filling you with water. We're filling you with orange juice. Okay. Here you're reconnecting to this hardwired system, you know, the energy system, a different energy system than the chakras. It's like halfway between chakras and the body. Like it's like, you know, meridians are our very first chakra, but they're even deeper. They're sort of like, they're like a piece of the energy field as well. And so, so it's like the chi energy. It's kind of like, it's like halfway between the chakras and the life purpose line. So it's you know, doing chi energy work is really good. So, you're going to start with the mind clearing technique, doing a quick emotional balancing technique also will support the person if they're, especially if they have severe fibromyalgia, and then doing this massage at the end. So over the weekend, you'll probably do the emotional balance technique very quickly and then do these points so you can learn these points. This also works for Lyme's disease. We taught you the parasite cleanse. We didn't teach that. We teach you that in the third year. Never mind. But you can use this for Lyme's disease because, again, you know, that sort of invasion that the child feels when they're emotionally invaded and they can't have their own feelings. That is also sort of. Lyme's disease is an invader in the body and makes you, you know, makes that inner child unsafe. Okay. So, but fibromyalgia, anybody who has chronic pain of any kind, this is the bladder meridian is there, because almost always, if you have chronic pain, it's because you deny your feelings. Okay. So it's important to understand that that rejection of your feelings creates pain. Pain is an emptiness. Pain is not, it's pain receptors are not on 24/7. Okay. Light receptors are always on. It's like always that. The pain though is only, it's emotionally based. So people, the same people can get punched in the arm or done whatever, but if that doesn't have an emotional charge with you, you tend not to feel that pain. Pain is something that is very unique to each person and based on how you think, not on what's actually happening in there. And so these vows we have can be very painful for us emotionally, physically. And when we don't, when we can't let that emotion through our body, what's going to happen is it's going to start balling up. And when someone is a super sensitive person that's holding back on their feelings, trying to be a knowledgeable achiever, very often that happens. Emotional intelligence specialists that have a little knowledgeable achiever secondarily are that happens, or they're charismatic leaders and they just can't be as angry as they want to be. Okay. They can't have that they can't have their passion because they're supposed to be appropriate. They're supposed to be this. They're, you know, all, anything that holds in a super feeling person is going to come out in this type of thing. So, and over time they create this syndrome where this energy is trying to come out. So it doesn't ever come out in just one place. It's everywhere. That's why the doctors are like, we don't know what it is, because they don't understand energy. They're just looking at these neurons, these things in the armor are now making these nerves are being triggered. You know, we don't know why. You know, get used to it for the rest of your life. Now that's not really a solution to anything. So this is the solution to fibromyalgia, which is something that, you know, totally baffles doctors. So let me do a quick, I'm just gonna do a really quick demonstration on Marcella and then we'll be done, okay? Marcella, can you come out and I'm gonna?
Yes.
Okay. So she starts on her back. Hey, everybody.
Marcella.
Okay. And start on your back. And then you're going to flip over. And so I'll have normally done, I just did a healing on her before, so she's already in the groove. Normally do a bow, release the backs of the legs, do the mind clearing technique. I'd be doing the second chakra filling, right? So we do the emotional balance technique where I'm going underneath the second chakra, filling that up, filling the legs, filling all of the chakras with this beautiful orange light. And then I'm going to start the healing. And so the healing starts, if you if you, so I've got the table set up with a face cradle already. Obviously, if you're doing it long distance, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But what you're going to be doing is you're going to start by right here. Actually, you know what? Can you sit up? Because they're not going to actually even be able to see you. So sit toward them. Okay. I'm going to actually do it this way so you can see. So I'm going to take my two fingers, and I'm going to find that if you go right here with your own eyes, it's just right in here. There's a little notch in there on both sides. So just rub your eyes right here. And there's a little notch. And so we're going to rub that notch. That's how we start the bladder meridian. Okay. Right. And we're going to sort of get it charged up there. And then we're going to leave two fingers there. And we're going to, and so these, if you look at your chart, you'll see that there's a line that comes up here right to the hairline. Okay. And so now you're massaging these points. You're energizing these points. And so you're not thinking about sending chakra energy or anything like this. This is more, you're literally physically recharging these energies. And then you're going to change hands here, and you're going to go up to the center of the head, and you're going to be doing the same thing. Can everybody see this? Am I somehow, you're getting this? So now we're going from here to here, and you can see I'm right on top of the head. And then I'm going to take that, and now we're going to start coming down the back. So you can turn around. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm up here on top, and now I'm going to come back down, and right here, you know, as you're coming back down, there's actually sutures. If you feel the back of your head, there's actually like sutures that hold the skull together here. Sometimes getting in those sutures, you know, is a great way to open up the whole head. So we're here, and then we're coming back down, and we're working right in this zone right here. And we're going to, once again, so the top is holding, and we're sort of reconnecting. So there's now wires. So we're literally doing a wire here. Then I'm going to be here. And I go, you can lean back a little bit. So I'm going to go here. And then picture your fingers literally going right up in under the back of the skull a little bit. So right in here. So we're doing that point right here. And so you can see we're just coming back, coming down. And then I'm going to take those fingers right there at the base of the skull. And then two fingers right here, on one on either side of the spine. Okay. And I'm here and here. And then I'm going to go from there down, do one between the shoulders, one at the bra line, one in the middle. I mean, you can see by the chart that there's literally points, point, point, point. And you could do this whole thing. You could do this one and 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 this one. And if you feel like you need to for someone because they're really in pain, you may want to hit more points. But basically, if you hit these here and here and here, and now you're gonna, again, just like you pushed up into the occiput, you're pushing down into the pelvis. So go to the right to the top of the pelvis on either side of the spine, and then you're going to press down. Okay? All right. Now it's going to be a little trickier. So you can go ahead and lay down. So now she's going to lay down face down. And if you look at your... if you look at your chart, there's actually a butt cheek point, which is, people can sometimes laugh, you know, or go, woo, but we need to warn them ahead that there are going to be points that you're going to do. So you're going to get on either side of the butt cheeks, you're going to press. And then right under the butt cheek, there's a point. So these two points here and here, right under the butt cheek. And then you're going to go to the middle of the back of the leg, to the outside of the knee, to the inside of the knee, back down the calf, to the outside of the leg, down to the ankle, and then down to the toe. And you don't need to hit all the points. I'll just demonstrate here as we go. So at this point, we're moving from having an upper hand and a lower hand so we've brought it all down the spine. Now we're gonna bring it down together all the way down the legs, okay? So you can see, I'm gonna take a thumb in the middle of each of the butt cheeks, okay? And you press, okay? So now that's taking that energy from the base of the spine and starting to move it down the legs, okay? And then you're gonna go just under the butt cheeks in the middle of the leg, okay? And this is Jin Shin Jitsu. For every one of the meridians, they have a system like this that teaches you how to recharge those systems. This one happens to be incredibly good for feeling issues. So I teach it to you on the second chakra weekend, okay? And then we go to the middle of the back of the leg, and we're just gently massaging, connecting, and energetically picturing that in your own body as well. And then we come down to the outside of the knee, okay, on both sides, outside of the knee, inside of the knee. And then you're gonna come down the calf. And you can do one or two points or three points. And then when you get to the base of the calf, you're gonna come to the outside of the leg, okay? So now we're gonna come down the outside of the leg from here. So it goes out, in, down, out, and then all the way down the toe. And so now we're going here, we're bringing that down. We come to the ankle. And we're gonna go around the ankle. So we start above, go around the ankle, and then you literally come down, there's bones right here that you'll feel on the outside of the foot. Come right down that bone, a couple of spots, all the way down to the very end, and then grab the pinky toes and just hold them, just like you did at the beginning on the forehead. And then you're gonna do your normal close because you've now done a healing. So you're gonna be doing your sending through. When someone's facing down, it's totally fine. You do the close to the back of the sixth chakra, close in front, close behind, step out of the field. Okay, and so this sheet is what you'll be working with. And if you're doing long distance healing, you're not gonna be able to miss the points. And you'll see from Marcella being there, even just a little bit of work like this knocks them out. You know, it's like the spinal wrap too. When they're the face down, really working those energies up and down the spine really knocks them out. So she may not come back. You done? Okay. You good? Yeah. You don't have to jump up too fast. Take your time. Last time she jumped up and fell down. So.
Okay. Adios.
Thank you, Marcella. So any questions on that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Reese. Okay, so I know this is technical, but does it matter when we're doing the massages for like massaging towards our other hand or if we're massaging away from our other hand?
No, I mean, you're really going to, once you get doing this, you're going to realize that you're really going to feel the energy. Okay. I mean, this is like chi energy, right? This is that kind of, like I said, halfway between chakras and the life purpose line is this sort of physical energy system. And when you start working with it, you're like, wow, those things really, and you'll really feel when they're connected. You won't be like, oh, I wonder how long I got to do this. You'll feel them and they'll be like, boom. They're just like, they're now, it's not like a magnet between them. And then you change and you go to the next one. And you'll also, when you're actually working on a person's body, just like acupuncture, the acupuncturist knows kind of where the point should be, but there's a hole energetically in there where they actually find, and then the needle goes in it, right? It's going to pull you in. And as you do more of this, more Jinshin Jitsu, you start understanding, you know, sort of like another energy system. It's like, you know, it's like learning about the chakras. You'll feel your way through this. But I teach you all these different types of healings, you know, so that you're introduced to the fact that there's no one way to get a healing done. And there's some healings that are really, really good for some stuff and just so-so for other stuff. So, you know, there's no one way. So that's why I teach you such an integrated sort of system of healing work. So any other questions? Okay. You guys rock. So that's it. I mean, it's mostly this. You can read about the, you know, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease in here. I got some, you know, good bedtime read. And then just make sure you have your sheet for the weekend, because this will be the one that you'll be, you know, practicing those points. And like I said, doing this on a person like this is really nice to do. So once you've learned it, try it out on somebody. You'll start noticing that, you know, that there's so many energy systems within the body that they're like magnets, you know, they tell you what to do. So this is just another one. Jinshin Jitsu is really cool. And there's some much easier ones too. There's some that, you can just self, you know, you just self work your arm, you know, down to a certain point, and it works really well. So, all right, you guys are awesome. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week. And a little over a week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.